This morning on WCHL, everything is frozen over. Roads are very slippery out there. It's very deceiving. There's a lot of black ice. We'll get the latest forecast that looks ahead to some thawing temperatures. We'll also let you know important information about abandoned vehicles being towed and where to find them. We'll bring you today's closings, cancellations, and delays. You'll hear from Fire Chief Dan Jones in just a few minutes, and we'll check in on the latest from the towns and businesses recovering from the winter storm. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina women's basketball team proved that Monday night's win against Duke was no fluke with a beatdown of Pittsburgh last night. It never was even close. And also coming up on WCHL's Sports Notebook with Archansky,
meet Saturday at the Snowy Smith Center.
Yeah, a couple of disappointed teams. That's all on the way.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL. It is, guess what? 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. Our temperatures are going to get warmer. We'll go up to about 40 by this afternoon. We'll have some sunshine. This winter weather advisory is officially in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Everything not back to normal because it's really deceivingly slick out there today. Really dangerous, so please take it easy. And if you can stay off the roads, please do so. We talk with Kathleen Carroll of the National Weather Service office in Raleigh to get the very latest forecast.
For the morning hours, we have a winter weather advisory out until 10 a.m., and that's mainly for black ice, like spots on the roads, that sort of thing. So we want people, if they don't have to be out, to put that off, and if they are going out, to be extra cautious and leave a little extra room between cars in front of you and all that. For today, we can expect highs to rise into the low 40s with plenty of sunshine, so hopefully we'll see a good bit of the snow melting away. And then tonight, we see temperatures dip down back into the mid-30s, and so just a chilly day, but should be sunny and pretty nice.
I got a very clear indication of what the roads were like today when I went out and tried to scrape my windshield. Just a thin sheet of ice on the windshield. Took forever to get it clear, and that's pretty much what's happened on the roads. Any moisture that was there is completely frozen this morning.
Yeah, and the danger is that it looks like the roads are clear, you know, where the plows have gone through and there's no snow on the roads, you know, it looks fine, but there's actually could be a thin layer of ice on there, and that could cause some problems. And of course, areas where it's still slushy, that maybe it has refrozen and all of that, those are problem areas too. But it's a little bit more dangerous when it looks clear and dry and it's actually a sheet of ice. So,
Kathleen, this may be one of those days where people get overconfident. It looks like it's clear, looks like everything is so much better, and then everybody goes out and tries to drive around like normal, and that's just not a good idea.
No, people definitely want to be taking a little bit of extra careful precautions this morning. So try not to get ahead of yourself and just use your common sense and take it easy.
Well, just to clarify, we're not expecting any more precipitation, are we?
Not of the frozen variety, not at least for the next 24 hours or so. We do have a chance for some rain to move in more towards tomorrow morning, but that should be all liquid.
Well, just to clarify a bit more on the forecast, we do expect some more precipitation probably overnight in the form of rain, but the temperatures will not be down to freezing, so it shouldn't cause any problem. And we also have a possibility of a little more snow in our forecast, again, overnight and also tomorrow. Tomorrow's high up in the around 38 degrees, something like that, close to 40. And it's also going to be very windy late in the day tomorrow, about 35 degrees or 35 miles per hour winds. It is 8:08 at WCHL. Fire Chief Dan Jones and all of our emergency responders have been working very hard to keep us all safe.
Well, the major issue that we've dealt with overnight is black ice, and it is bad. It's as bad as I've ever seen in Chapel Hill, and that's for more than 20 years. So people need to really use caution, and even though a road looks clear, And in particular, the roads that do look clear, that have been well plowed, that's where you're going to run into this black ice situation. We had a couple incidents overnight, one involving a police car and one involving a car that slid across the center line and hit one of our plow trucks head on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that sort of brings up the point that if you possibly can, to stay off the roads, because lots of times not only are you putting yourself at risk, but you're perhaps interfering with police vehicles and other vehicles that are out there trying to do their jobs.
That's true. We really want to encourage everybody that unless you absolutely have to go out this morning, the wise and safe move would be to stay where you are. Not contribute to some of the problems that are already occurring.
I know that you guys have been working long shifts. Tell us how all that has worked since this thing first began.
Well, we're obviously working around the clock, and we're taking rotations. I'm just completing a 24-hour rotation. Deputy Chief Bosworth will be taking back over from me this morning, and our crews are working on 24-hour rotations. Public Works is working on 12-hour rotations. Police Department is working on 12-hour rotations. So everybody is has got round-the-clock operations going on to try and ensure the safety, but we're really battling the elements here. Thankfully, today we'll see the sunshine and no more precipitation, but that doesn't mean that the hazard has passed.
You know, when you first go out this morning, if you have to go somewhere, the first thing you're going to find is it's going to take you for a long time to scrape your windshield because there's such a coating of ice on everything. And I guess that's really an example you can take and see what the roads are like because there's a thin coating on everything you're driving on as well.
On everything, and in fact, even before you get to your car, when you step out your front door, you really need to be cognizant of the condition of your steps leading down from your house or apartment, because we had a firefighter take a slip last night just stepping off the fire truck at an accident. That's how slippery it is. I mean, it'll drop you on your keister in a minute.
We're talking to Fire Chief Dan Jones of Chapel Hill, and Chief Jones, as this stuff melts away, and we do expect that to happen to a great degree today, our high is going to be up around 40, we'll have some sunshine. Are you worried about flooding? Because there's been a lot of that moisture that's kind of lying there in a frozen state. It's going to melt. What's going to happen to all that?
I don't think we're too concerned about a flooding, with exceptions of there's going to be some ponding on the roads because the ice and snow is so thick, particularly where it's been plowed, it's blocking the storm drains. We started to see that late yesterday afternoon. We'll see more of that today, where because the water is going to pool in low areas and can't drain away very quickly, it'll be blocked by the snow and ice. There will be some ponding on the roads, and so not only this morning be concerned about the black ice, but later this afternoon when it warms up, have to be careful of ponding water on the roads.
You know, if someone says they're a firefighter in Chapel Hill, you know, people automatically think, well, yeah, they put out fires, and the rest of the time they're not doing anything. But this is a perfect example of the fact that you guys are really public safety officers just as much as you're firefighters, and you're trying to help us in any way you can to stay safe in difficult situations.
It's true, Ron, and they talk about at the government levels now, they talk about an all-hazards approach to public safety. And really, you've got, there are four legs to public safety, that being police, fire, emergency medical service, and public works. And those four agencies work in concert. We were going back and forth all night last night, coordinating efforts and support of one another to try and ensure safety. But it really encompasses any threat or hazard that can threaten a community.
I know you're getting ready to get off a long 24-hour go at it. Do you have any quick advice for folks who may be lying in bed listening this morning?
If you can, roll over and pull the covers back over you. that's the safest place to be.
Absolutely. Well, and you would be there. Well, you probably will be there soon, I hope.
because I hope so.
Everything will be in good hands with Robert Bosworth, I know. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ron, and thanks to WCHL for keeping our community current.
There he goes, Chapel Hill Fire Department Chief Dan Jones on the job, always taking care of business. And a lot of folks may be waking up this morning thinking that maybe I can take a bus to where I need to go today or where I want to go eat or whatever the case may be if you have the day off. Brian Lynchfield of Chapel Hill Transit checks in and tells us about what's happening with our Chapel Hill Transit buses.
We've had staff out since about 5 o'clock this morning checking routes and evaluating them for safety. And we were going to be releasing our service plan for this morning here shortly. Based on current conditions, we're going to begin service on a number of routes between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning. And there will be a number of routes that we will not be able to operate either due to conditions or they're operating from park and rides that generally serve the university. And since that's since the university's closed, we'll not be operating out of those. So I can run down the list of the routes that will be operating if that would be helpful.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. And again, we'll post all this information shortly on our website and social media. But the routes that will be operating beginning around 10 a.m. are going to be the CCX, the CM, CW, D, F, HU, J, NS, NU, RU, S, T, and U. Any route that was not mentioned in that list, and I know it was a little long, but any route that was not specifically listed will not be operating at this time. We'll continue to monitor road conditions and reevaluate routes for throughout the day. But again, our focus is this morning is going to be on safety and making sure that the routes that we're able to operate were able to do so safely.
You know, Brian, it's so unusual when Chapel Hill Transit buses aren't operating at all, as has been the case. It's good to see that we're climbing out of this and trying to get back to normal at least. But, you know, the thing that everybody has to remember is that some of these routes involve some really steep hills and some hard places to negotiate. And a lot of that consideration has to go into making a decision about which buses you run.
Oh, absolutely. The routes that we're not operating at this point in time are generally more focused on the neighborhoods where, again, our public works crews both in Chapel Hill and Carrboro have been working extremely hard over the last couple of days and doing a very good job. Some of those neighborhood streets are just have not had you know, the ability to be completely cleaned off and are not safe for travel at this point in time. So we'll be evaluating those and looking at bringing those back as soon as it's safe to do so. And what we're reminding folks that even today that even though we are operating on limited services, if you know, travel if you must, but if you do, dress warmly, expect delays, be extremely careful as it's still very slick out there, both on sidewalks and roadways. And I mentioned the hard work that the Public Works and DOT crews are doing, but I also want to mention a big thank you to our bus operators, maintenance crews, supervisors, and staff who have been braving the weather conditions the last couple of days and this morning to get Chapel Hill Transit up and rolling again for our customers. Again, this wouldn't be possible without them. So I know folks may be experiencing schedule delays and others throughout the morning, but again, keep in mind that we're doing this as safely as we possibly can, and our goal is to get back to regular service as soon as safely possible.
That is Brian Lynchfield, Chapel Hill Transit. So the buses are going to start up between 10 and 11 this morning in some limited routes, and we'll have that information on our website at chapelbro.com, and we'll also have it so that you can listen to that conversation once again if you need to do that. But the point is they're working really hard to get some bus service started. It won't be normal today, certainly not, but they're going to do the best they can. Again, there is a lot of black ice out there. We're going to talk about that more. It is 819 at WCHL. and time for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Like them on Facebook, and you'll be eligible to win two tickets to the Duke Carolina rematch at Cameron Indoor Stadium on March 8th. Again, that'll be the second time Duke and Carolina play. They will play for the first time next Thursday night in Chapel Hill, but this is for the rematch at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham on the 8th of March. The winner will also be in a shooting contest at halftime to win $10,000. So like Tobacco Road today. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out there, but moving slowly as there's not many cars on the roadways. The sun is up. The clouds are away. That's the best news of all. So that black asphalt will warm up quickly here, but don't get out too soon yet. Just let it warm up. Let the temperatures warm up. Let the ice thaw away, because that's what we're working on today. Estes Drive heading westbound right now, eastbound between NC 86 and Franklin Street, seeing some minor delays. Again, these delays likely because people are just moving slower and not necessarily traffic is backed up. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing slower traffic, and NC 54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing slower traffic this morning. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. We do see one accident actually to be reported. Most of the Durham Freeway heading northbound is blocked off because of an accident. There's actually a fire truck. This is Highway 147 northbound at Cornwallis Road, exit 6. An accident there, and a fire truck is blocking most of the Durham Freeway. So be on the lookout if you're traveling there. Otherwise, things moving smoothly, and if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. Don't do either of those while you're driving, but do them very safely, please.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is 821 at WCHL. And turning to the weather forecast, it is encouraging. The forecast is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 33 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. Of course, that means it's 32 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. Our winter weather advisory continues officially until 10 o'clock this morning. Here's the situation. Sunny skies today and warmer. High today about 40. So a lot of this stuff is going to start to melt away. Tonight, partly cloudy and rain likely after midnight. Our overnight low in the middle 30s. Which means it's not going to get down to freezing. Chance of rain is 70% overnight. Tomorrow, rain likely, with a big chance of snow as well tomorrow. But again, nothing of the frozen variety. Then partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 30s. And some strong winds kicking up late in the day as well. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 20s. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high up around 45 degrees. So that sounds really good. On Sunday night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 20s. And then on Monday, which is Washington's birthday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. So a little warmer still. So we're not done with the precipitation. We are for today. We could get some precipitation overnight, probably in the form of rain and a chance of snow in there as well. But we're not expecting any problems with frozen precipitation. That's the important thing. It is deceivingly dangerous to drive out there this morning. There's a lot of black ice on the roads. What you see that looks like pavement is really not, it is pavement, but on top of that, there is a thin sheet of ice, which makes it really slick. Best thing to do is just stay off the roads altogether.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Number 17-ranked North Carolina women's basketball team easily dispatched Pittsburgh last night, 86-50 at Carmichael Arena, to improve to 19-6 overall, 7-4 in the ACC. With the loss, the Panthers dropped to 10-15 on the season and 2-9 in conference play. Diamond Shields finished up with 19 points, while Alicia Gray led the team with 21. Carolina sped away from Pittsburgh early, having his way offensively against the Panthers on the way to a 19-4 lead. Pittsburgh cooperated all it could. They missed 13 shots in a row at one point in the first half. Walter Stoll talked about this earlier. This was a trap game for Carolina. Carolina coming off the big win over Duke and then taking on Pittsburgh, a team that was not expected to give them a lot of trouble. But they came out, took care of business early, and it was never even close. Pittsburgh never even in the game. Again, that final score, 86-50. Carolina winning last night. Next up at the Tar Heels, a very important road game at North Carolina State on Sunday at 3:30. Now, North Carolina State, an awfully good basketball team, and they are coming off an overtime win last night down at Clemson, 69-63. So that's going to be a tough game coming up on Sunday. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. It will also be televised nationally on ESPN2. Carolina men starting a tough stretch of road games tomorrow. A very tough Pittsburgh team. Tar Heels, well, not a road game, but a very tough stretch of games. Tar Heels' lack of outside shooting all season long has been a problem. And UNC may be seeing a lot more zone defenses starting tomorrow with the Panthers. And are the Tar Heels ready for that? Here's Coach Roy Williams.
We have been practicing a great deal against the zone because we don't haven't shot the ball very well. We've added a few more set plays this year than we've had in the past. And I think that the kids are getting a little bit better to understanding what is a good shot and what's not a good shot against the zone.
So Tar Heels have a very important game coming up tomorrow. And, of course, we're going to have it for you right here on WCHL as well. Now, a high school basketball note. Rand Northam was very, very much looking forward to bringing you play-by-play of tonight's Chapel Hill Cardinal Gibbons girls basketball game. But that will not be played. It was the WCHL Game of the Week. It'll not be played because the schools are closed and they can't play games if the schools aren't in session. If the game is rescheduled for Monday evening, it's a possibility, but we don't know that for sure. If it is rescheduled for Monday evening, the day before the conference tournament starts, WCHL will be there to broadcast it for you. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Disappointeds meet Saturday at the Snowy Smith Center. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. It's hard to say how both Pitt and Carolina will react to their game at 1 o'clock tomorrow in the Dean Dome. Both teams are coming off bitter disappointments Wednesday night, one for not playing the last 4.5 seconds and the other for not playing at all. Either hangovers or anger may well decide this game. The Panthers led the top-ranked and undefeated Syracuse Orange for all but a few seconds in their game at Pitt. Despite the Orange incessantly coming back, they still trail by a point with 4.5 seconds remaining and the length of the floor to go. Freshman Tyler Ennis weaved his way down the court and let fly from at least 35 feet, banged the back of the rim, and fell through cleanly for the improbable victory. Syracuse is now 24-0, and the clutch Ennis has been behind most of the late miracle finishes. Pitt's heart was the latest he broke, but it won't be the last. So how will the Panthers react to a loss to its longtime Big East rival, now both members of the ACC? Pitt makes its first trip to Chapel Hill as a conference rival and must face a Tar Heel team trying to rechannel its focus from the Duke game that was never played. The Heels also have a trip to Tallahassee before the Duke redo. Roy Williams often talks about getting his team back up after a loss so you don't lose a second game from it. In this case, there was no loss, only no game, but one the Tar Heels pointed to and were ready for after winning 5 in a row. And Pitt is no foe to face with a letdown. Any team that has already won 20 games and has 2 victories ahead of Carolina in the ACC race is formidable. Familiarity breeds contempt in college basketball, but Williams must get his team ready to play against an unfamiliar opponent with one of the best players in the country. Lamar Patterson is an inside-outside 6'5 senior who averages 17 points and the same number of assists as rebounds. He will be a tough matchup for the bigger James Michael McAdoo or inexperienced J.P. Tokoto. It is going to take a total team effort on defense to not let Pitt take physical control of this game. The Tar Heels will play Duke, but can't get caught looking ahead, or for that matter, behind. It's the converse of what Williams worries about. Don't lose two while still thinking about the one game that should have already been played. It's an old cliche, but this is when they truly have to take them one at a time. If Pitt does that and they don't, it will spell big trouble tomorrow. This is Archansky. See ya.
The happiest girls of the Triangle, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring, something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get her the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond at a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Tacori, Verbraggio, Jack Collage, Simon G, Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget, and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger, and every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger, but when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it, and I walked in here, and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I love this store.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh, local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time. Buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's going to be cold for a while this morning. Our high today about 40. A lot of sunshine. The stuff will start to melt away.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WC. CHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Still more than a half million customers don't have power after ice and sleet brought down lines. That includes Betsy in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We were prepared, but it went out about 3 or 4 a.m., so we woke up to a dark, cold house.
Government says there's snow on the ground in 49 of 50 states. Only Florida is without. Up to 10 inches of snow fell in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where Ed Pawlowski's the mayor.
This has taxed us like no other winter. We've had about 18 different snow occasions. We usually average about two or three.
The cycle of storms hasn't stopped turning. WBBM-TV's Megan Glaros.
There is another system that will move through. Good news for Washington and New York, though, that I think it's probably just going to be about 1 to 3 inches there. But as the low tracks to the north, it's going to pull in more energy and will likely mean higher totals across New England.
Nearly 1,200 flights canceled today, according to FlightAware. In Marietta, Georgia, Eric Williams had picked up Valentine's Day flowers for his sweetie, but
my wife is stuck in Philadelphia, so I'm not even sure if she's going to make it home.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Everything is frozen over. Roads very slippery this morning. It's best to stay off the roads altogether if you can. We get the latest forecast that looks ahead to some thawing temperatures and some good news. In fact, let's get that right now from meteorologist Kathleen Carroll of the National Weather Service office in Raleigh.
For the morning hours, we have a winter weather advisory out until 10 a.m., and that's mainly for black ice, like spots on the roads, that sort of thing. So we want people, if they don't have to be out, to put that off, and if they are going out, to be extra cautious and leave a little extra room between cars in front of you and all that. For today, we can expect highs to rise into the low 40s, with plenty of sunshine, so hopefully we'll see a good bit of the snow melting away. And then tonight, we see temperatures dip down back into the mid-30s, and so just a chilly day, but should be sunny and pretty nice.
I got a very clear indication of what the roads were like today when I went out and tried to scrape my windshield. Just a thin sheet of ice on the windshield. Took forever to get it clear, and that's pretty much what's happened on the roads. Any moisture that was there is completely frozen this morning.
Yeah, and the danger is that it looks like the roads are clear, you know, where the plows have gone through and there's no snow on the roads, you know, it looks fine, but there's actually could be a thin layer of ice on there, and that could cause some problems. And of course, areas where it's still slushy, that maybe it is refrozen and all of that, those are problem areas too, but it's a little bit more dangerous when it looks clear and dry and it's actually a sheet of ice. So,
Kathleen, this may be one of those days where people get overconfident. It looks like it's clear, looks like everything is so much better, and then everybody goes out and tries to drive around like normal, and that's just not a good idea.
No, people definitely want to be taking a little bit of extra careful precautions this morning. So try not to get ahead of yourself and just use your common sense and take it easy.
Well, just to clarify, we're not expecting any more precipitation, are we?
Not of the frozen variety, not at least for the next 24 hours or so. We do have a chance for some rain to move in. More towards tomorrow morning, but that should be all liquid.
To expand on that forecast just a little bit, we have a 70% chance of rain tomorrow and a chance of some snow in there as well, even a chance of snow in the afternoon, a 70% chance of some kind of liquid tomorrow, but hopefully it won't freeze. Our temperature is expected to be in the middle 30s tonight, and then up in the upper 30s tomorrow, so should be safely above freezing. And with all the sunshine that we're expecting today, hopefully a lot of this stuff will melt away. It's 8:35 at WCHL. Just about all the schools are closed. We can safely say that. UNC classes and offices closed today. So, you know, anytime they don't have classes at Carolina, you know it's a serious situation. Over at Duke University, classes are also canceled today. Duke folks working under the severe weather policy, and that's been extended to 5 p.m. today. But again, to reiterate, Chapel Hill, Carborough City schools are closed today. Chatham County schools are closed. Durham Public Schools are closed. Orange County schools are closed. Alamance Burlington schools are closed today. Hillsborough Christian Academy is closed today. Orange Charter School closed. And St. Thomas More Catholic School also closed. I can safely say that all the schools are closed. We have all the information on our website if you'd like to check it there. It's all listed at chapelboro.com. Now, because of the Chapel Hill Carborough City schools not going to school today, there cannot be a high school basketball game tonight. We're looking very much forward to bringing you the big girls basketball game tonight between Chapel Hill and Cardinal Gibbons. WCHL has designated it as our game of the week. Rand Northam all set to bring you the play-by-play, but that won't happen because there's no school today. Therefore, there can be no game. If the game is rescheduled for Monday evening, the day before the conference tournament starts, WCHL will be there to broadcast it. So, no high school basketball game coming up tonight. I know that's really disappointing, but that's the way it goes. In other news this morning, not related to the weather, we haven't been able to give this story much play because of all our weather news, but we want you to know that the Chapel Hill Town Council has severed ties with its former Russian sister city, Saratov, because of recent anti-homosexual propaganda and legislation. With a unanimous vote that took place on Monday night of this week, the council agreed that engagement was no longer the correct approach. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith wrote a letter to Saratov Mayor Oleg Grizenko in September, redressing Russian laws which target the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Kleinsmith said he received no response.
This isn't a situation in which engagement, well, in my opinion, is possible. That's not the way in this context to create change. The change that we would like to see in Russia for LGBT people, particularly young people who are suffering every day under this regime, is to isolate.
Kleinsmith and Councilmember Lee Storo, who are both openly gay, agreed that continuing a relationship with Saratov was not the best way to support the LGBT community in the port city located on the Volga River in Russia. Storo said it was an appropriate time to make a statement opposing the country's anti-homosexual sentiments, given that the Winter Olympics are currently being held in Sochi, Russia.
We as a council have a history of taking on this work here locally and taking statewide action, so I think it's appropriate given our past work on these issues.
In August of last year, Kleinsmith and Storo started a petition in response to Russia's growing discrimination and violence against LGBT people. The issue was brought before the council in September, but it was decided to delay a vote and gather more public input. Jen Jones of Equality NC spoke at the council meeting on Monday night and said she was in favor of ending their relationship.
While we should take this opportunity to have conversations about how to combat LGBT discrimination wherever it lives, maybe even here at home, we can also condemn it in any way we can.
Because Chapel Hill currently has had no communication with Saratov in years, and the enactment of Russia's discriminatory policies, Councilmember Donna Bell said she saw no reason to keep the relationship even in name.
We don't think it's okay for people who we consider to be connected to us, whether it's been in name or in action. If it's in name only, then I think it's good enough to sort of say it out loud, by the way, we're just not friends anymore.
Councilmember Sally Green expressed concern about retaliation against UNC researchers working in the Saratov area.
I think on balance, this is the right thing to do. I'm just expressing some disappointment that we really don't have the full facts and the full discussion that I think that we normally try to do.
Councilmember Jim Ward said he supported the resolution because it leaves the door open for re-engagement if the Russia's anti-LGBT laws are dissolved. So, once again, Chapel Hill Town Council has severed ties with our Russian sister city, Saratov, because of recent anti-homosexual propaganda and legislation. Again, a reminder to go to our website at chapelbro.com. You will find a litany of a variety of interviews on there with the local officials, fire and safety officials, and folks who are trying to keep us all safe. And we have the complete list of closings and all that sort of thing. We also have a complete list of restaurants and other businesses that have been open and conducting business as usual in our community. And hopefully things will start to slowly and gradually get back to normal. We expect a lot of sunshine today and high today about 40 degrees. It's 840 at WCHL.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T. The nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh, local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
It is 8:43 at WCHL. Temperature 33 degrees right now, just a little above freezing. And today it's going to get up to about 40 degrees with a lot of sunshine, hopefully to melt all this stuff away. And with all the distractions, it's easy to forget, I suppose, or at least let it slip out of the forefront of your mind. Don't forget, today is Valentine's Day. Now, it is time to check in with Mr. Martin to find out what is on his mind today at WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Orange County is blessed with many great writers who call our area home. Of course, many moved here from some other place, like Daniel Wallace, who grew up in Alabama, where he set his first novel, Big Fish. Others grew up here and then moved away, like Jay Lutze, who now lives in Avery County, which is the scene of his highly praised Stand Up This Mountain. But New York Times bestselling author Sarah Dessen grew up here and stayed here. You might still remember when Dessen was a student at Chapel Hill High, or when she was waiting tables at the old Flying Burrito. Even those who predicted her great success, though, might be taken aback by a recent New York Times reviewer's description of her as a seasoned author. Isn't she too young to be seasoned, I would ask, but seasoned she is, aiming her books at unseasoned teens and writing about similar unseasoned teens as they move from childhood through the challenging years of adolescence. In her latest book, The Moon and More, the chief or the lead character is Emmeline, who works for the family's house rental business at a North Carolina beach town. Emmeline loses both her longtime local boyfriend and her newfound summer love. Of course, there's heartbreak involved, but the reader and Emmeline come to believe that it is all for the good. Well, Daniel Wallace and Jay Lutze will join Dessen and David Hartman, former host of Good Morning America, on the evening of Tuesday, February 25th at Top of the Hill on Franklin Street for a conversation at Writers for Readers. This event will raise funds to support the efforts of the Orange County Literacy Council, which teaches non-reading literacy skills to help them find and keep jobs, to follow doctor's instructions, and maybe even to help with their children's or grandchildren's schoolwork. So why are these three very successful and busy authors helping to support struggling readers? Well, one answer, of course, is that the writers know that without readers, there would be nobody to buy their books. But this is not the real reason. Just as adults learning to read have to struggle to learn, authors often have to struggle through dark times of writer's block and unsatisfactory drafts. They know what it's like to fail with one writing effort and then to come back and try again. In a recent blog, Sarah Dessen described her recent unsuccessful effort to write a new novel, and she describes the agony of giving up on a long-time project, thinking and then saying, "I gave it everything I had, and it wasn't enough." Adults learning to read have to deal with similar tough times, and maybe it will help them to know that Dessen, Wallace, and Lutze are on their side, each knowing what it is like to struggle through failure before they find success. This is D.G. Martin.
Hey, thanks a lot, D.G. It is 8:47 at WCHL. A quick reminder, if you're trying to get your day started and wondering what's happening today in the town of Chapel Hill, we're slowly climbing out from all of this. Don't get overconfident, please, when you're out there on the roads, because it looks like the roads are all clear, but there is a thin coating of ice on everything, which makes driving even more dangerous today than it was yesterday. So please, if you don't have to drive, don't do it. If you have the opportunity to stay home, just do that. And as Fire Chief Dan Jones said earlier today, pull the covers up over your head, roll over, and go back to sleep, because that's the best place to be. Town of Chapel Hill offices will open on a regular schedule today. The library, recreation facilities, and other programs may have some morning delays following the storm. And while public works crews work throughout the night to clear streets, there is a risk for patchy, icy spots and black ice. All plowed and treated roads may still be treacherous. Caution should be used at all times. They're trying to get back to normal with the town of Chapel Hill. Same goes for Carrboro and Orange County. And we are so fortunate here in Orange County that we have not had any power outages. That's what you're always really scared of when ice is in the picture, because ice can weigh down the tree limbs and power lines, and we can have down power lines, and then all kinds of people are out of electricity for days and days and days, as we've had and sometimes in the past, but that is not happening this time. So we're very fortunate that we've not had power outages, even though there have been a lot in our surrounding counties. But here in Orange County, we've been very lucky. It's 8:49 at WCHL. Good morning.
How much should a good kitchen cost? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Since 1986, we've been helping Chapel Hillians fix up their kitchens, baths, basements, and everything in between, turning your dream into reality without busting your budget. We're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner 3 years running with 3 decades of repeat customers. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, our team, your home.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Valentine's Day is near, but never fear, Cameron's is here. Warm your Valentine's heart and give that gorgeous glow with a gift from Cameron's, the perfect place for Valentine's shopping. You'll find a huge selection of jewelry, cards, and gifts that will ignite and excite and maybe even make you blush. Stop by to stock up for Sweetheart's biggest day of the year and tell the folks at Cameron's that Cupid sent you. Cameron's, now at their convenient new downtown location, 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, and at Cameron's-Gallery.com. Cameron's, a wonderland of gifts. On February 14th, celebrate Valentine's Day at Foster's Market Chapel Hill, offering a 3-course farm-style dinner with a wine pairing, all for just $50 per person. Crab-stuffed filet of beef with lemon hollandaise, sweet potato gratin, house-made sausage-stuffed mushrooms, triple chocolate trifle with macerated raspberries, and more, including a vegetarian option. Stop by and see us on MLK Boulevard in Chapel Hill, or give us a call today for reservations, 967-3663. Foster's Market Chapel Hill, your local home for a special Valentine's Day.
Adventure begins at camp. The summer science camps at Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Choose from more than 20 different camp themes, morning, afternoon, or both. Fun and educational, from rocket science to chemistry. There's something for every child, including extended care options. Camp curriculums developed at UNC Chapel Hill. Openings still available for select summer science camps. For details and online registration, visit MoorheadPlanetarium.org.
All right, time one more time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. It's a very special place to eat. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, things have been doing pretty well. We've only had a few accidents. There was one accident earlier today at I-40 and Wade Avenue as you go into Raleigh. And we really haven't had anything serious to talk about. Just a couple of incidents overnight here in Chapel Hill, reported by the Chapel Hill Police Department. But there is an additional hazard out there. That is so many cars that are still left on some of our roadways. The ones that were blocking a road or creating some kind of a hazard for other people have been towed. Hopefully not very many of those. The police department and all of our surrounding law enforcement agencies have tried very hard not to tow cars. But if you have had your car towed, depending on where you live, contact your law enforcement agency and they will tell you where it may be. And just keep in mind that the only reason they towed it is because it was creating a hazard and might cause some additional problems. But things have been moving along pretty smoothly. I can just say that there should not be much traffic on the roads today. Please don't get out there unless you absolutely have to, if you have to get to work or whatever the case may be, because it's really slick out there. It looks like it's going to be just fine. However, it is not. It is very slick. There is a thin sheet of ice on everything. Same goes for your windshield. You're going to take some additional time just to get that ice coating your windshield off so you can see outside your car. And that's a good example of what exactly has happened on the road as well. A lot of ice out there. Whatever moisture was there last night refroze, and hopefully a lot of that stuff will get rid of today. We do expect a lot of sunshine today. And speaking of the weather, our forecast is brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. All right, we do have a winter weather advisory continuing until 10 o'clock this morning. Sunshine today, high today about 40. Isn't that good news? Tonight, partly cloudy. And then after midnight, we'll have a 70% chance of rain. But the low temperature tonight expected to be around 35 degrees, so not anywhere near freezing. Shouldn't have any more problems with frozen precipitation if it's not out there already. Tomorrow, we have a heavy chance of rain all day, 70% chance of rain, and maybe also snow. And a 20% chance of rain and snow in the afternoon tomorrow. It's going to be very windy, but high tomorrow in the upper 30s. Temperatures should remain above freezing all day. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to get down to about 25, but hopefully a lot of that stuff will be cleared away by then. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 40s. Doesn't that sound good? You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? It begins with a G. I'll give you a little hint. What's the word? How do you spell it? What's the definition? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. The word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're the first to get in here with the correct answer. Again, your number to call, 919-929-WCHL.
Mommy, I can't sleep. My throat hurts.
Oh, no, sweetie. Well, we can go see the doctor first thing in the morning.
Can we do that without an appointment?
Sure. We'll just call the UNC Family Medicine Center. They have after-hours nurse service, and they'll let us make short-notice appointments. Try and get some sleep, sweetheart. We'll go see the doctor soon.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
What do cows and clutter have in common? Both can help you eat more chicken. Between now and March 1st, gather up sterling flatware, gold and silver jewelry, and spare coins. Bring it to Jewelry Cycle in University Mall, right next to Chick-fil-A, and we'll give you a cash offer on the spot, plus a coupon for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. There is no obligation to accept either, but it's a jewel of an offer. Best one you'll get till the cows come home. Jewelry Cycle in University Mall. Bring in your bling and get some moolah, plus a chance to eat more chicken on us.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway, unci.org.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
6 seconds on the clock.
Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper.
Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/the ACC.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Well, our word of the day is Gordian, G-O-R-D-I-A-N. It often refers to something called a Gordian knot, but it also can simply mean intricate, something, anything that is intricate or difficult to deal with. Jane Salemson called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Jane gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Like them on Facebook, you're eligible to win two tickets to the Duke Carolina rematch, the second time Duke Carolina play at Cameron Indoor Stadium on the 8th of March. And the winner will also be in a shooting contest at halftime to win $10,000. So like Tobacco Road today. It's going to be sunny today, really nice. High today about 40 degrees. Already it's 33 degrees. We'll get a chance of rain overnight and tomorrow, but it's not going to freeze because the temperatures are going to remain above that.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Frank Setapani, one of the stormiest winters on record, refuses to show any mercy. Massachusetts is getting some sleet and snow this morning. Getting around is no fun.
Once I get up that hill, I have to dig myself out. I am so sick of this.
But there's more to come. WBBM-TV forecaster Megan Glara.
As the storm system works up the coastline, there is the potential for it to deepen once again and impact New England with more snow. 6+ inches possible by the end of the weekend.
WBAL's Robert Lang tells us the snow this morning in the Baltimore area added to yesterday's total of about 2 feet.
The first snow that fell yesterday was light and fluffy. The second round is heavy and wet. And